10. Talk at home of Mr. and Mrs. Edward B. Kinney. 17th April 1912. 780 West End Avenue, New York. Notes by John G. Grundy. In the holy books, it is recorded that when the Sun of Truth dawns, it will appear in the east, and its light will be reflected in the west. Already its dawning has taken place in the east, and its signs are appearing in the west. Its illumination shall spread rapidly and widely in the Occident. The Sun of Truth has risen in Persia, and its effulgence is now manifest here in America. This is the greatest proof of its appearance in the horizon of the world, as recorded in the heavenly books. Praised be to God, that which is prophesied in the holy books has been fulfilled. On Sunday last, at Carnegie Hall, the revered soul who introduced Abdu'l-Bahá gave voice to the statement that according to tradition, demons would appear from the land of the sunrise, but now we find angels appearing instead. At the time this statement was made, a reply was not possible, but today we will speak of it. The great spiritual lights have always appeared in the east. The blessed perfection Baha'u'llah appeared in the east. Jesus Christ dawned upon the horizon of the east. Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and all the Israelitish prophets, such as Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and others, appeared from the Orient. The lights of Muhammad and the Bab shone from the east. The eastern horizon has been flooded with the effulgence of these great lights, and only from the east have they risen to shine upon the west. Now, praise be to God, you are living in the dawn of a cycle when the Sun of Truth is again shining forth from the east, illumining all regions. The world has become a new world. The darkness of night, which has enveloped humanity, is passing. A new day has dawned. Divine susceptibilities and heavenly capacities are developing in human souls under the training of the Sun of Truth. The capacities of souls are different. Their conditions are various. For example, certain minerals come from the stony regions of the earth. All are minerals. All are produced by the same sun, but one remains a stone while another develops the capacity of a glittering gem or jewel. From one plot of land, tulips and hyacinths grow, from another, thorns and thistles. Each plot receives the bounty of the sunshine, but the capacity to receive it is not the same. Therefore, it is requisite that we must develop capacity and divine susceptibility in order that the merciful bounty of the Sun of Truth intended for this age and time in which we are living may reflect from us as light from pure crystals. The bounties of the Blessed Perfection are infinite. We must endeavour to increase our capacity daily, to strengthen and enlarge our capabilities for receiving them, to become as perfect mirrors. The more polished and clean the mirror, the more effulgent is its reflection of the lights of the Sun of Truth. Be like a well-cultivated garden, wherein the roses and variegated flowers of heaven are growing in fragrance and beauty. It is my hope that your hearts may become as ready ground, carefully tilled and prepared, upon which the divine showers of the bounties of the Blessed Perfection may descend, and the zephyrs of this divine springtime may blow with quickening breath. Then will the garden of your hearts bring forth its flowers of delightful fragrance to refresh the nostril of the heavenly gardener. Let your hearts reflect the glories of the Sun of Truth in their many colors to gladden the eye of the divine cultivator who has nourished them. Day by day, become more closely attracted in order that the love of God may illumine all those with whom you come in contact. Be as one spirit, one soul, leaves of one tree, flowers of one garden, waves of one ocean. As difference in degree of capacity exists among human souls, as difference in capability is found, therefore individualities will differ one from another. But in reality, this is a reason for unity and not for discord and enmity. If the flowers of a garden were all of one colour, the effect would be monotonous to the eye. But if the colours are variegated, it is most pleasing and wonderful. The difference in adornment of colour and capacity of reflection among the flowers gives the garden its beauty and charm. Therefore, although we are of different individualities, different in ideas and of various fragrances, let us strive, like flowers of the same divine garden, to live together in harmony. Even though each soul has its own individual perfume and colour, all are reflecting the same light, all contributing fragrance to the same breeze which blows through the garden, all continuing to grow in complete harmony and accord. Become as waves of one sea, trees of one forest, growing in the utmost love, agreement, and unity. If you attain to such a capacity of love and unity, the blessed perfection will shower infinite graces of the spiritual kingdom upon you, guide, protect, and preserve you under the shadow of his word, increase your happiness in this world, and uphold you through all difficulties. Therefore, it is my hope that day by day you will become more and more effulgent in the horizon of heaven, advanced nearer and nearer toward the kingdom of Abha, attain greater and greater bounties of the blessed perfection. I am joyful, for I perceive the evidences of great love among you. I go to Chicago, and when I return, I hope that love will have become infinite. Then will it be an eternal joy to me and the friends in the Orient.